Listen closely, my sweet pet. Today is October 3rd, and this ramble is late. I would like you to know that there was definitely an attempt to record this ramble on time, and here are three excerpts from the original audio to prove it.
Welcome to the September 2021 Ramble with your host, Sailor Slattern. I am a little dead tonight. Let's get into it. God, my hands hurt. I'm going to give myself a little bit of slack solely because I've been doing a really good job of posting these on time, and also I'm in a lot of pain right now.
As you might be able to tell, I'm in pretty rough shape, or at least I was, and the audio quality is incredibly poor. I was in a lot of pain when I recorded the original September ramble. That pain actually lasted 3 days, and I can't bring myself to have that be what I post. It's really obvious that I'm just putting on a front and pretending everything's fine, and I'm not about that. So, I am going to do this properly. Welcome to the September 2021 Ramble with your host, Sailor Slattern. I want to get this out of the way. What was preventing me from recording my usual ramble was indeed my chronic illness. This pain that was shooting down both of my arms is rare for me, but it's happened about 3-4 times in my adult life. It's just unpleasant, but enough about that. Last month, I had taken such a significant hiatus from posting content regularly that I felt something I hadn't experienced in quite a while. So when I first started recording audio, I found myself getting anxious every time I pressed the submit button on Soundgasm, and it's like butterflies were having a rave in my stomach. So about maybe a month and a half or two in, this was just something that didn't bother me anymore. I kind of got over that hump, but the last time I posted a file, I got the fear again. And this fear is that of, like, getting caught. Like, what if someone from my real life stumbles across my work, and would there be a scandal? And the more I think about it now, when I'm not in that state, where I'm not afraid anymore, again, I just realize, what does it really change if someone I know actually discovers? I mean, I've told a few friends know that this is what I do for fun, and they didn't bat an eye. They're like, oh yeah, that seems like something you'd do. But if it were a coworker or something, initially, yeah, I would be concerned, scared, but I don't really care. I guess these words might come back to bite me in the ass, but I do this for fun, on my own time, and it makes me happy. So, why should I be afraid? Moving on. I have a file that completely exploded. I'm gonna look it up right now. At the time of this recording, this file of mine has reached 5,944 plays, and that is insane to me. It's the one called "I Made You a Special Audio to Listen to While I Blow You," and it was fun to record. None of my other files have even gotten this close to that high of a number of plays. And I know I'm not supposed to be looking at those numbers and being like, yes, that's success, but it feels good. I can't deny it. So, yes, 5,000 plus plays, currently at 179 followers. That makes me happy too. I have no problem admitting it. Let me keep moving on. I'm going to be part of a big upcoming project for Halloween. I don't want to spoil anything yet, but it's going to be a huge endeavor and I am all for it. And it's going to be my first huge collab with other VAs and I'm stoked. I can't wait. I can't wait for everyone to hear it. I believe it'll be posted on GWA around Halloween time, so keep your eyes peeled. All right, so in my personal life, I'm settling in just fine, and my office is slowly becoming this little safe haven, and my home is starting to look actually nice. We've unpacked most of the stuff. I'd say there's about like 10% that still needs to find a place, and getting ready for the long winter that's ahead, that's for sure. But that aside, things keeping me sane are recording. If you haven't put two and two together yet, I am recording myself on a brand new microphone. This is a microphone on an arm boom, and it is plugged into an audio interface, providing the microphone with phantom power. And let's just say, I'm really liking it. This audio is super crisp and it picks up even the slightest sounds. And I think that's cool. Moving on, getting back into art. In my spare time and doodling every once in a while is nice. It keeps my mind from falling into the deep, dark recesses of despair. I'm going to be hitting up the gym more often. I work at a desk and I work at work at a desk and I work at home at a desk. I'm excited to be hitting up a gym officially for the first time ever in my life. I've never been a person who went to a gym. I'd always exercise out at home. I have weights. Actually, I haven't been able to find my weights since I moved, but that's not a problem since now I will be frequenting a gym. I'm going to be pushing myself to go twice a week and just put on some music I like or an audiobook and just go and get my sweat on. It's gonna be nice. I'm receiving really good advice from a loved one about how to do the thing. And I'll let you know how that pays off. I'm excited and also scared. I can snap again. Since I broke the pinky finger on my left hand, I haven't been able to snap for a month. So it still sounds different. This is what my snaps usually sound like. But that's great. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, that's great. Anyway, you gotta celebrate the small victories, right? The status on my broken finger is I am cast free and it feels great. There's minor inflammation at the point of the break, but everything is healed up and I am getting stronger every day. I am in the process of working on two scripts. I don't really want to get into the details of them themselves, but I am really excited to be working on one in particular with another person. Another person. A writer. A proper writer. And, yeah. Yeah, no excuse. I want to be recording more. I just need to perfect soundproofing this room. My window faces a busy highway, if you haven't been able to make that out yet. There are several cars that come by at the speed of light. I'm going to be putting acoustic foam. Well, first I need to pick up the acoustic foam. This place is strange, and several shops are closed during the entire weekend and are open when I'm supposed to be at work. So, what is a girl to do? I'm just going to pop out during one of my lunches and just hit this shop up and be like, give me all your acoustic foam, please. I'm over-exaggerating, but I have a giant piece of cardboard that will be placed into the window. And then I'm working on it. I've got designs in my mind. If I can figure out a way to get less cars in my audio, I'll be happy. Otherwise, I can just record at 4 a.m. in the morning when there are no vehicles on the street. I don't want to have to resort to that. EFO work continues. So EFO, for those that have not been listening to my previous ramble files, yeah, that's staying in, is editing for others. And I do this for my loved ones. So my latest big file that I helped someone out with was a secret garden hypnosis-esque file, which was a lot of fun to work on. Actually, you know what? I don't even know if it was meant to be a hypnosis file, but it definitely had that effect on me. Yeah, okay. I'm looking at it right now. It's in your secret garden, HFO. And it was really nice working on this one. The script was by Actively Retro, and it was recorded by my good friend, Frustrated Author. Hold on. I'm gonna go get... I was about to wrap up this file, but I remembered that I didn't get to ask Siri for his horrible joke, so I'm going to be right back. I'm gonna go get him. And then we can all cringe at my robot slave. I'm back. Alright, so... Ooh! Microphone bong. Alright, so... this is what just happened. I stepped out of my office and I immediately smelt food cooking. And I was like, oh shit, did I put something in the oven and forgot about it? No. I did not. I bought a crock pot, a slow cooker, and in my half sleepy state this morning, I topped it up with delicious meats and veggies, and now it's about halfway there, and I forgot I did that. So thank you, me from the past. Now let's let's do this. Hey, Siri. Tell me a joke, please.
As soon as you find out someone has 10,000 bees, marry them. That's when you know they're a keeper.
Oh my god. Oh my god. You know what? I'm okay with this bee joke. Anyway... I hope you enjoy this eclectic makeup ramble. I will do everything in my power, short of being in extreme pain at the end of this month yet again, to get this month's ramble out on time. As always, thank you for staying tuned until the end. This is where I place all of my bloopers and outtakes for the month of September. Anyway, thank you for being patient with me. I'll talk to you again at the end of the month. He had spoken nothing yet of her... and then bade her remember that whatever he said of her beauty, he had spoken nothing yet of her brains. Testing. Testing. so long. Besides, I know this place very well. You know. Oh, fuck, I fucked it up. But you don't seem to have any... fuck. Oh, I can't even do that. I can't even do this. We can stop whenever you want. Would you like me to keep going? There was a loud car.